A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Jen Hobby, I took your advice yesterday.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I have confided, I have opened up, and I have told you guys I'm a bit of a naked phobic. I don't like to be naked. Yeah.
That's right.
I don't like to be naked at all.
And you're going to work on it this year. Like, we get it that people don't like to be naked in front of, like, you know, friends or, you know, even when I'm, like, changing clothes with girlfriends around. Like, I try to be modest about it, but Bert doesn't like to be naked when he's all by himself.
No. Mm-hmm. Don't like it. No, I just don't like, I'll avoid mirrors naked. Mm-hmm. I can't be in the house by myself naked.
Let me ask you this question. Weird. And I have an issue asking you about nudity, but because this is odd. So if you get out of the shower, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And you, like, would you step in front of the mirror in front of your vanity to brush your hair?
Yeah, I want to avoid a mirror.
But like with no towel around you?
Yeah. For a couple seconds.
I prefer to have a towel around.
I mean, I won't be there naked very long. It would just be long enough to probably dry off. And then.
You and Stacey don't walk around naked.
No. I don't walk around naked ever. But I figured out why yesterday. Huh. I had sort of an epiphany yesterday after you told me that Tyra Banks was having her show yesterday on nudity and being scared about being nude. Uh-huh. I did watch it yesterday. TiVo didn't. We watched it last night. First of all,
now were you naked when you watched it? Because you said you were going to.
That's right. You're supposed to be naked.
I didn't.
Oh. Why?
I didn't.
You were supposed to be naked last weekend too.
By yourself.
I know. I'm not really putting forth the effort that I should be to get over this fear, to be honest with you. But she gave me some good ideas watching the show last night.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Places that she talked about last night being naked or things that you should be comfortable doing naked made me realize I don't do any of them. Like one of the questions she had on the show, I can play this for you.
Okay.
And by the way, what an unwatchable woman.
Oh my God.
I've never
seen
her show.
So annoying.
Wow. Head. Everything goes back to her.
It wasn't even so much that last night. Stacey and I were both watching it for 15 minutes and she's like, do we have to continue to watch this? It was so bad. Maybe she just had a bad day. Tyra, not my wife.
day, you mean life.
This was one of the poll. They were taking like a nudity poll that she talked about.
How long is it normal to be in the gym locker room without a towel? A, never. B, a few minutes, locker to shower. Or C, the entire time you're getting ready.
Is this a...
Are we in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
What's that?
We're in the Caribbean. I was
saying, steel drums.
Yeah, in the locker room with me.
The whole show is terrible. It's really bad. I mean, there's nothing great about it. Aww. So it made me realize that I have never ever been in a guy's locker room naked or taking a shower. So as she's bringing these things up, even though it's an unwatchable show, I'm thinking, okay, these are little things that I can do to get me more comfortable being naked. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm sure you guys have all been in locker rooms, no problem showering, being naked.
Yeah, because you got to wipe the sweat off of you, so you got to get in the shower.
I mean, you got to do it as privately as possible. There's some women, though, that will walk around and get ready completely naked in a gym locker room or post hot yoga classes, and they're just walking around like, ew, come on.
There's guys who do that, and they're generally older for some reason.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're totally cool with it. And
like, you should be way more confident in your body in your 20s than these dudes are in their 60s. And they're walking around with, like, their taffy all hanging out.
They don't care.
Like, they got no problem at all. Zero. So that's one thing I can do, okay? Here's another one that made me think, okay, this is something I got to do more often.
How long is it okay to stay naked after you're in
the immersion?
Yeah, you can't.
Just a few minutes.
What? The question is how long.
I can't hear him from the. Now we're in a gospel choir, and then somebody's, you know, making
such
weird
a crappy
noises.
Show. You can't even understand what the question
what is. What is he saying?
Because the music is so loud.
Where am I going?
He's asking how long do you remain naked after you're intimate?
Oh, okay. So these noises are okay. We're in the bedroom now. Okay.
Are you asking general people or like Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, I don't know that they ever got naked. So for a normal person, the answer is what, Jen? Would you say immediately? Do you no rush?
No rush.
Melissa.
Yeah, no.
No rush.
Mm-mm. None at all. You can stay naked until morning.
Yeah, I'm usually until I have to go somewhere.
Yeah,
then you're
shower.
Naked.
Yeah.
Okay, not for me.
Really?
No, within minutes.
Really?
Within minutes.
No. Oh my God, Katie, I think Katie would be offended if all of a sudden
I know.
Within minutes. By the time Stacy gets back into the room, I'm in a parka.
Do you get dressed? Do you put like shorts and a t-shirt on, or do you re-put on the whole GIMP outfit that you were wearing when you started?
The whole what? GIMP outfit?
The morph suit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You need to wear a morph suit under your clothes.
That's sexy. But none of this is sexy, right? Like, I should be there, and I should be able to be naked for as long.
It's your
Here's
wife.
What I realized yesterday after watching the show. And this is going to kind of gross you guys out a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
It's not a size issue for me. It's a body hair issue for me.
Which you've always had.
Which I've always had. So, and that's really it for me. Like, when I manscape, I'm fine. But when not, that's when I'm insecure. And that's the whole thing for me.
But if you, when you manscape, you're fine to walk around naked in the house, even by yourself.
I still wouldn't be entirely comfortable with it, but at least I could do it.
Aren't you going to Tracy's Laser Hair People?
Yeah, I'm going to Ideal Image, but I'm only having my arms and my chest done, and I can't go back.
You got to get the speed bag done.
I can't go back there. So that's really the issue for me.
So it's the hair issue.
I think it's the hair.
Because
it's
you've been self-conscious about that since you were a kid.
Yes. Joanna can understand this because she said she had the same problems when she was a kid. We're hairy people.
What's she call? They call her Tarantula? Her brothers or something like that? That's so mean.
That's so mean.
Yeah. But I'm sure she walks around naked, though. I mean, I don't think she has the same nudity issues.
Well, I don't even know that
she walks around here naked.
Joanna, will you put a robe on? It's embarrassing.
God.
Are you comfortable naked?
I will say that No, I'm not comfortable.
Really?
Yeah, and I guess it's the hair thing. I hate hair, and I don't like to be touched either, especially if I haven't shaved my legs. Like, do not come near me.
Really?
Yes.
I think that's it for me too.
So now you know. Don't make fun of us when we're young, because now I would be walking around naked, but I won't because I got made fun of as a young person.
That's so sad. Your
brothers, like, they called you Tarantula and stuff.
They called me Tarantula, and then when I was young, this kid gave me a postcard with the picture Chewbacca on it.
Oh, no.
That's stuff you don't forget, even as adults.
I remember his name and everything.
So do you shave your arms?
Yes, I do.
I mean, I shave my arms, too.
Why don't you go to do the Ideal Image thing?
I'm working on it.
Oh. What was that dude's name, by the way?
His name was BJ.
BJ.
The guy.
He's got his own set of problems.
BJ Jones.
BJ Jones. You never forget.
BJ Jones. You got a funny name.
I told you guys when I was much younger, I was obviously, I'm the shortest adult in my group now, and I was always the shortest kid as well. Mm-hmm. And I was insecure about it as a kid, so my parents put me on growth hormones, which didn't do anything. It didn't make me taller. It just made me hairier. So I was like a hairy 5-year-old kid that was getting crap about it all the time.
And this
so
is
even
the reason.
As an adult, I'm still really insecure about it. So I think if I could do these things, if I shave, I think I could go to the locker room. I think I could walk around my house so long as I'm totally and completely
escaped. But you said that
that cat that Austin Powers had.
The hairless cat.
Maybe Ideal Image just has a vat that they can dip you in from the head down. Like, they just hold you by the head and just dip you in there for like 10 seconds.
And I go there, but I just can't go back there side to do it. I'm just way too insecure. Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Hi, Bert and Joanna. I totally know exactly how you feel. I'm the same exact way. And, like, if I don't get waxed or anything, there is no way I'm being... I, like, have a robe by my bed. if I'm by myself, I'm fine. But around the boyfriend, I'm like, where's my t-shirt?
Yeah, it's a hair issue.
Yeah, we have anyway, whatever. We have issues in our house because there's too many windows. And that's the thing is, because we have to remind ourselves there's windows there. We don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Your neighbors are like, hey, Melissa, thanks for the 5 things I need to know tonight. Yeah.
The Bert Show.